Blog Talk Radio.
Grace me, your Father. Hallelujah. Grace me, Father, your servant,
with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And I hope and pray that you've had just a beautiful day on today. And I am, like I said before, whenever the opportunity presents itself, I would just like to know, let you know that you are loved and that you are appreciated. And so our theme for today is, where is your faith? And I'm asking those of you that are out there in my digital listening audience that just might be kind of, you know, pondering of things that's going on in your life. Maybe you don't really have the answer, and you're not sure how it's all going to turn out. But I want to bring you a word of encouragement on today, that God is with you every step of the way. And God said all you have to do is just call on his name. That suffice. You just call on the name of Jesus. And God said that according to your faith, be it unto you. And so we're going to go on into our program. And I am reminded of a story of a boy with an evil spirit immediately followed that of the transfiguration of Jesus. There the two scenes contrast the glory and power of the Lord with the importance and frustration of the disciples. After the transfiguration, Mark said that straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. We find that reading in the law of Mark 9 and 15. Just, hallelujah, a few verses later, we are told that the disciples were not able to drive out the evil spirit. And that's in verse 18. They didn't look good in the eyes of the crowd. In the transfiguration, God confirmed in Jesus the authority to complete his mission of healing, teaching, and saying, "This is my beloved son. Hear him," in verse 7. The authority empowered him to say to the disciples, "Bring him unto me." Verse 19, he rebuked the evil spirit as well as the disciples, who should have been able to cure the boy, but could not because they lacked belief in the authority. Jesus expressed displeasure in the disciples by saying, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?" Hallelujah. "How long shall I suffer you?" Later, Jesus said, "All things are possible to him that believes." And I want you to know on today, you that are out there in my digital listening audience, all things are possible in your life if you believe. If you got faith enough to believe it, you got faith enough to receive it. God said, according to your faith, be it unto you. How often do we, as in the body of Christ, have opportunity to say to this world's force, "In the name of Jesus, come out"? But instead, we look helpless in the eyes of the crowd. We have to ask ourselves, where is our faith? Is it active, hallelujah, in our lives? Does it rely on the authority of Jesus Christ? Then we can also ask ourselves, does it carry his power and authority to the needy, to the sick, and the unsaved? Does it move mountains? I'd like to ask you, my digital audience on today, where is your faith? Hallelujah. We know that all around us, life is changing historically at a just race and pace. And even in church, we find out that church change is happening in the church. So it can be taught to keep up. You got to keep up with the pace. And we find out to communicate more effectively with the people, We have to, in the Christian world, we have to change the way church is done. And you find that in many of our churches, a circle of churches on today, you find that they are changing in the way that they hold their church service now. And we find out that many believers have become accustomed to the church without pews, without sanctuaries, and without even the hymn book. And the message offline and song projector onto the large screens. Hallelujah. And we find out that the Christians have also recognized the need to change their method of reaching out to the non-Christian. And we find out that the gospel of Jesus, the church used sport leagues or to bring the gospel to the people in their neighborhoods. They would open up food pantries to reach out to the needy. And then we find out they would hold special groups meetings for the people dealing with grief or addiction. But not everything is changing. Hallelujah. And we know that if there is one thing Paul insisted upon, is that we have nothing to do with abstaining or retaining our salvation. We are justified by faith and faith alone. Now you can read in the law of Romans 4 and 5, then on down to 5 and 1. Hallelujah. The modes and methods of worship may change, but salvation is through faith in Jesus alone. And we find out that that would never change. And I am reminded, hallelujah, that in this world of constant change, I want you to know that you can trust God's unchanging word. Now, I want to say this. If you were to ask several people to draw a crooked line on a piece of paper, we find out that no two lines would be identical the same. So we know that there is a lesson to be learned. There are many ways to be crooked. We see that every day in our going and coming, in our daily itinerary, in the office space, in the banks, you know, in dealing, you know, business dealing. We find that crookedness is alive and well. But we find out there's only one way to be straight. So the Lord tells us that the righteous person has only one option, to live by his faith. You can go into law of Habakkuk 2 and 4 in the chapter prior to this declaration from the Lord. The prophet Habakkuk had a company about the violence and injustice around him. And it seems as though the wicked were swallowed up the righteous. And sometimes we find out in our daily lives, it looks like that the unsaved world look like they're just always having it going their way. Nothing seems to interfere with their daily lives and their daily itinerary. Look like everything is just going their way. Whatever crookedness or wrongness that they want to, endeavor in, look like it just takes on a phase of its own. But God reminded Habakkuk by saying that his people were to be just, hallelujah, and were to live by faith. And they were not to be like the one who is proud and not upright in 2 and 4, hallelujah. And we know that a proud and self-sufficient person will rationalize his faults and imperfection. He doesn't want to admit that the needs of God, his ways are crooked. And we find out that wickedness seems to prevail all around us in our secular world. But we can be assured that God urges you and I to live our lives in faith. taking to heart his assurance to Habakkuk that there will be a day of reckoning for the wicked. And even though it seems like they are having it going on, they're never getting caught up in anything, but there is a day of reckoning for those people. God is not going to spare his rod toward those people. But I'm talking to you, my listeners. I want you to grab hold of your faith and squeeze it tight and never let go, because that is the essential tool that you will need in God answering your prayers. That will be the central need you will have to apply to have doors that were shut closed in your face can now be the doors that will open automatically. I always foresee that we have to trust God, take him at his word, even when we can't trace him. And so we find out that the only way to please God now is to be ready for that day of reckoning, is to live by faith. And we know that God can grant us the grace throughout our day and every day to walk the straight and narrow way, to do whatever in thy sight is good and perfect, just and right. And I hope in ending I have said something to demagnetize your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
someone with clothes much finer than mine. The house that I dwell in ain't big enough. My neighbor had one bigger than mine. The shoes on my feet would soon fade away. The food on my table may not last through the day, but salvation will last always. That's reason enough, dear.